Boring week up there, huh?
Yeah, man. Need a little bit more excitement.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about, it's really unusual for a Super Bowl team to, it does happen, but most Super Bowl teams the next year really seem to have a lot of problems focusing and kind of recapturing whatever got them there, and guys don't maybe work as hard the second year around. How have you guys been able to kind of recapture what you had last year and have the same intensity and focus and all that?
The thing is just a combination of, our coaches, especially Coach Coughlin, really instilling the we're never satisfied with anything we do. And we're not satisfied with one Super Bowl ring. We want another one and another one after that. So I think that's the gist of it, honestly. It really ain't as complicated as people think it is. I really don't understand why people are making such a big deal that we're having success this year.
Do you think people questioning whether you were the best team, did that motivate you guys at all?
Honestly, we use just about any and everything for motivation. But for me personally, if you need motivation to go out there and play well, then you shouldn't be in this league. So I think motivation enough is just having an opportunity to do this.
Was it hard for you, Justin, last year to be – I mean, you were behind two defensive ends. I know you played a lot because Steve rotates it around. But, you're kind of breaking out onto your own this year. Was it difficult to be waiting in the wings?
Nah, I think waiting in the wing was absolutely a blessing for me. Being able to just sit back and just watch OC and Stray as far as how they went about their business, and it really gave me an opportunity to get a feel of how the game would go. And I think honestly, I feel as though it was the best thing that happened to me, being able to play behind those two guys for 3 years.
Do you think you're taking people by a little bit of surprise? I mean, people thought when they lost OC and Mike Strahan that was the main pass rushing elements had gone from the team.
Well, I don't think anybody on the Giants was surprised. I think that's one of the reasons why they re-signed me. So, other than that, I don't too much care if anybody else was surprised. I hope they continue to be.
Justin, you guys obviously have a run first offense, and are very good at it. What kind of thing does that do for a defense?
Well, obviously, our football team did a good job of keeping the ball in their hands. So, our defense has stayed rested in most of the games this year. So it definitely, when the fourth quarter comes, you can just tell our offense is beating up defenses, and our defense has been fresh and allowed us to close out some games.
You go up, I'm sure, in training camp and practices. You go against the offensive line. What is it about your team's offensive line? I mean, they're not considered a star-studded group, but obviously they're probably the best in the league. What is it about them?
They play well together. They've been playing together for a long time, and they understand, they understand each other. And I know, everybody wants to make the NFL an individual thing now. But, like you said, if you take all five of our guys and put them up as far as individually, I don't think any one of them is going to be, maybe a few of them. But, for the most part, they're not going to be guys you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's the best one in the league by far. Mm-hmm. But when you put them together, they become a group that no one has found a way to, stop. So I think they are the consummate example of, a team.
Eagles have gone through a lot of turmoil in these last couple of weeks in terms of being in there. What do you expect to see from this Eagles team this time, the second time around?
Well, the Eagles always play us good. I don't know what they do against other people, but every week we play them, they seem like they're the best team we've played so far this year. I mean, obviously, we played them down there, and they gave us a hell of a game down there, and we expect the same thing to be that way here. I think sometimes turmoil and confusion, it can be kind of like the best thing that ever happened, because it really has the ability, if you let it, it has the ability to bring a team together. So we know that, we know what we're getting ourselves into as far as, the quality of football team is going to come in the Giants Stadium on Sunday.
Did you see a different team watching them against the Cardinals than